all this time, the sheriff's department assumed they'd cracked the case by capturing the kidnappers' movements on surveillance cameras. Makes sense, right? This is 21st century America. There are literally eyes everywhere, especially in a wealthy town like Montecito. But, as it turned out, it was the loose tongues of Montecito that would crack this thing open. Blessed are the gossip mongers, for they shall reveal all.
Yo, partner, while you were pissing off the TV people, I heard from Wendy Z again. She has something else for us.
Something from the tip line?
Oh, yes, sir. Turns out the husband, Daniel Wade, a lot of people are saying he was having an affair.
Huh. You never know with some guys.
So says the married man.
Don't start. How nailed down is this?
Wendy's a little short on specific details as usual, but apparently Mr. Perfect is a bit of a player.
Does the sheriff know this?
Apparently she's been tied up with Juliet Ellis all morning.
So this is all ours.
Oh, yeah, it looks that way.
Wendy Z give you the names of any of these tipsters?
Yeah, the chattiest one, a divorcee. She owns that antique shop over in the Funk Zone. Excuse me, Mrs. Stacy Ehrlich?
You're half right. Ever since I heaved my deadweight ex over the side of the yacht, I've gone back to my maiden name, which is Calvo.
Miss Calvo, we're here to ask you about...
By the way, I meant that figuratively. The ex is alive and well. Maybe not so well these days. I'll bet he misses that yacht. Got it in the settlement.
Miss Calvo, we're here about...
Jenna Wade.
I take it you've been following the news.
Well, I'm guessing you two aren't in the market for a 19th century highboy dresser. Plus, I left my name on the tip line, so I was expecting someone to show up.
Is there somewhere we can talk in private, Stacy?
I'm not going to leave my stall unattended. Whatever you want to ask, ask me here. I don't have any secrets.
You said you had some information about Daniel Wade.
I said a lot more than that.
Well, how about you tell us again?
Only reason I called is because maybe it will help. All I'm seeing on the news is what a beautiful couple they were. Devoted, loving, practically God's gift to monogamy. But that's not the Daniel Wade I know.
How well do you know him?
Oh, no, not me. Daniel made it clear that I'm not his type.
But you liked him?
Who wouldn't? Those eyes, those hands. Anyway... when it comes to extracurricular activities, Daniel prefers to go slumming.
With anyone in particular?
Her name is Lorna Day.
Where can we find Miss Day?
You know that shitty Irish pub Doolin's?
Sadly, I do.
Well, you're in luck, because she works the day shift.
A little more than 3 hours to go, now we're chasing down gossip?
What, so you're saying we don't check it out?
No, of course we check it out, but I'm not holding my breath. Do you know this place, Doolin's?
I've been there a few times. Ms. Calvo's review is not wrong. It is indeed Irish, and it is indeed shitty.
Why go there?
I wouldn't expect a happily married man to understand.
I don't know, man. This feels like a distraction.
Well, you got a better lead in your back pocket?
I'm just saying. Consider the source, yeah? Bitter divorcee slinging shit about a guy she admits she has a crush on. Those eyes, those hands. Look, for all we know... her ex with the yacht was the one banging this Lorna Day, and she's looking to give her some grief.
It'll take 5 minutes.
Hey, this is your lead.
Sheriff, it's the governor's office again.
Damn it. Luna, let Edmund know I'm here. I'm a big donor. He'll play nice.
Put him through. Hello, Governor. I'm here with Juliet Ellis.
Juliet, oh, honey. I want you to know that we are doing everything in our power to bring your baby girl home. I've told Sheriff Alvarez she has my full support.
I appreciate that, Edmund. I suppose there isn't any way you could have $25 million in cash flown down from Sacramento?
Well, you know, I would if I could, Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet, I understand you heard from the kidnappers again.
They won't let me speak to her. I have no proof my daughter is even alive.
That is flatly unacceptable, Sheriff. Please tell me you have some kind of expert to handle these calls. Juliet should not have to go through this alone.
She's not, Governor, I assure you. These kidnappers are playing everything very close to the vest, and they're fixated on the ransom. They're not going to let us hear her voice until it's absolutely necessary.
Who would do something like this? I mean, are we talking about a... I don't know, an international cartel of human traffickers?
Seriously?
Governor, we have no indication that's the case here. and we have every reason to believe the kidnappers and Mrs. Wade are still in the area.
Yes, you'd better be right. All right, listen, I'm being pulled away, but I want constant updates from your department. Do you understand me?
Juliet, I need you to be completely honest with me.
Luna, at this point, do you think I'm hiding something?
No, but there's something the governor said right now about who would do something like this.
What are you asking?
Did either Jenna or Daniel have any enemies?
That's absurd. Who'd want to hurt my baby girl or her family?
Your daughter led a privileged life. That kind of thing can make people envious.
This is quite a few steps beyond envy, Luna.
Just think about it for a minute. She ever mentioned who liked to give her a hard time, even in jest?
No. No, nothing. Jenna and Daniel are a beautiful couple. To know them is to fall in love with them.
Everybody alive has somebody who doesn't like them.
Well, when it comes to my daughter, I can't imagine who that would be. Luna, you know Jenna. She's a beautiful person. So is Daniel. So are their babies. Maybe you're being polite, but you're missing the obvious. I think these people want to hurt me. I'm the one who has an enemies list. For that matter, so did my late husband. There's no shortage of people he pissed off over the years.
So who's at the top of this enemies list?
Oh, we could be here all day. I mean, really.
Sheriff, I'm sorry. Detective Butler has been trying to reach you.
I'll call her right back.
She insists.
Juliet, I'm sorry. Give me a second while I take this in the other room.
Fine. I need to check in with my soon-to-be-fired money manager and see what the hell's happening with this damn ransom.
What is it, Butler?
Sheriff, are you still with Jenna's mother?
She's making a phone call in my office right now.
Okay, listen. The dead body in the In-N-Out over in Goleta, that was Raphael Codd.
The art teacher? The one you said was on the run?
Yeah. In-N-Out was about as far as he got.
What happened?
Looks like a suicide, but the coroner will tell us more. Sheriff?
Suicide. Maybe he thought the walls were closing in. Shit. I'm sending a unit over to his apartment.
Ortega and I were there about an hour ago. Codd has a nosy neighbor who didn't see or hear anything.
So where would he have put her?
I'm trying not to think the worst here, Sheriff. Jenna Wade could still be alive.
Okay, what are you and Ortega thinking?
Maybe it's not a suicide. Maybe Codd had partners who wanted him out of the way. Or Codd was being played. Either way, he was in a unique position to know Jenna Wade's comings and goings, and let's not forget...
The van that Case and Horowitz recovered belonged to Codd.
Exactly.
Do you have anything solid that proves Jenna and Codd had an affair? Aside from soccer mom gossip.
That's why I called. I need you to ask Juliet about him.
You want me to ask Juliet Ellis if her daughter is screwing the art teacher?
You might want to put it in a different way, but yeah.
Luna, what is it? What's wrong?
Juliet, I have a question to ask. How can I put this delicately?
Oh, we are well past delicate here.
Were you aware Jenna and Daniel were seeing other people?
No. No, not possible.
We have a lot of people saying otherwise.
Not Daniel. Not in a million years would he risk screwing up what he has with my daughter. I know that in my soul.
No offense, Juliet. But how can you possibly know what's in a man's heart? Are you a mind reader?
No, but I am a former investigative reporter. Trust me, I'd know.
I have to ask you about Jenna.
What about Jenna?
A lot of people are saying she was very close to the girl's art teacher.
Raphael? My God, is that what this is all about? I know about Raphael. He's just a friend. Trust me.
Sometimes our kids don't tell us everything.
Oh, Jenna and I talked about Raphael. I'll admit, at first I was curious. He has that whole brooding artist thing going on. If this were 15, 20 years ago, yeah. I could see Jenna bringing home a kid like Raphael.
So there was an attraction? Was it mutual?
Oh, please.
Did I say something funny?
I'm laughing because I've met Raphael Codd. I even bought a few paintings from him. He's a talented kid, but that's just it. He's a man-child. Jenna was more like a supportive older sister.
So you're saying there's no chance anything was going on between them?
Absolutely not. And I hope you know that I would tell you if there was.
Well, then this is a truly strange coincidence.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Because Raphael Codd just hung himself.
Every sunny place has its shadowy corners. The same goes for Montecito, California. Did you know that in the mid-19th century, bandit gangs and highway robbers used to hide in the town's canyons and oak groves, waiting for unsuspecting travelers making their way up the coast? Beautiful day, isn't it? Now give me all your money. And sure, the town has been tamed, zoned, and populated with Spanish Revival homes that are nearly burnt to a crisp or swept into the ocean every couple of years. But make no mistake, the outlaw element still hangs on. At one place in particular. That place is called Doolin's. Montecito pretended it was on the fringes of Santa Barbara, but no. This was their dirty little secret. The bar's been around as long as there have been poor folks toiling for rich folks. Even butlers and cooks and valets needed a place to blow off a little boozy steam. There, the underclass could toss back pints and complain and do shots and complain some more. And sometimes, they do more than talk. What happened outside Doolin's at approximately 11:47 a.m. on this fateful day is guaranteed to make your hair stand on end.
I'm serious, Case. 5 minutes and we're out.
Hey, you want a quick one while we're here?
How about we celebrate after we find the missing woman? Excuse me.
One sec, hon. Is this business, or you boys are on your lunch break?
It's business. Are you Lorna Day?
Your business is with me?
I'm Detective Horowitz. This is my partner, Detective Case. We're investigating the Jenna Wade kidnapping.
Real shame what happened.
When was the last time Daniel Wade stopped in for a drink?
I'm guessing by the last name that he's, what, the husband?
Come on, you know exactly who he is.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Detective, Case, was it? Lots of people come in here. Pretty sure I've seen you in here before. Does that mean I know your business?
Okay. Well, we have witnesses who say Daniel Wade spent a lot of time here. They say he spent a lot of time with you.
Look, he's been in once or twice, but I hardly knew him. And why the hell would anyone want to spread rumors about me?
Lorna, when's the last time he was in?
Detective Case, I can't remember how I got home from work last night.
Lorna!
How am I supposed to keep track of random customers? What do you need, baby?
Another Jack and a Golden Road Chaser.
Coming right up.
How about you, pal? You know Daniel Wade?
What?
Daniel Wade. You ever seen him in here?
No, I don't know who that is. Can I get back to it?
Well, maybe a photo would jog your memory. Hey, take a look.
How about you let me drink my lunch in peace, man?
Sure, sure, but just take a look anyway.
Bro, I'm looking. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for your help, pal.
Pig.
What's that? I couldn't hear you. You want to say it a little louder?
Hey, anything else I can do for you, detectives?
You know, as a matter of fact, there is. You can let us take a quick look at your credit card receipts for the past couple of months.
Sure, no problem. Just show me your warrant.
There's a wife and a mother who has about 3 hours to live, all right? You really want me wasting a couple of those hours tracking down a judge?
I agree. System sucks. But what can I do?
Come on, Horowitz. Let's get out of here.
Oh, I'll get your warrant for you. The balls on that one.
Shit, the cojones. She knows something.
I only asked if we could search the place just to see what she'd do.
She acted guilty. That's what she goddamn did.
100%.
Okay, so, all right, what's going on?
All right, maybe Daniel Wade stops in here after work because none of his fancy friends would be caught dead in a dive like this. Likes to knock back a few and complain, right? I'm miserable, wife doesn't understand me, blah, blah, blah.
And Lorna, the barmaid, is there to wet nurse him with generous pours of Jack Daniels.
Right, so the drunker he gets, the more he goes on about the wife's spending habits, the kids in the fancy private school.
And somebody else in the bar is listening.
Maybe Lorna's listening closest of all.
You think she tipped off the guys who did this?
For all we know, Lorna's the one who planned this thing. With the wife out of the way, she has the husband and all that money to herself.
Yeah, that could explain the tight deadline. Mm-hmm. They're not expecting this mother-in-law to come up with the money. They just want Jenna dead.
Right.
Lorna gets the husband who inherits his wife's millions eventually.
Right. Yeah. Forget the search warrant. Let's go back in there and break this bitch.
Cool with me.
Remember what we talked about. There's still an angle to be played here, right? Money falling through the cracks.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I owe Wendy Z a case of something for this. You ready?
Right. Yeah, hey, let me handle Miss Day this time. While she's distracted, how about you take a look over at the...
Sir! Oh. Excuse me!
What's this now?
Christ.
Officer!
It's that drunk idiot again. Seriously? He's coming out here to start some shit with me?
Hey, pal! Hey, wait, he's reaching for some. Shit! Horowitz, gun! Gun! Gun!
I'm hit! I'm hit! No! 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 No!
That jog your memory, officer?
Dude, what the...
Go back inside. I'm handling this.
They were cops, you idiot!
I said I'm handling this.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you realize how badly you just screwed us?
Jerry.
And this is on top of that fucking art teacher, Ralphie Okada, went and hung himself.
Yeah, some guys just can't take it.
No, no, Tom! You told me he was just supposed to be a distraction for the cops. What if they figure out we're the ones who stole his van?
Jerry.
The best case, and I mean it, the absolute best case scenario right now, we skip town and hope they never find us. Only we don't have the money to do that because you just executed two cops before we've even seen a dime of the ransom.
Jerry!
What? What, Tom? What?
It was all over anyway. Lorna messed up. These guys were going for a warrant. You think they're gonna go through all that trouble and not tear this place apart brick by brick?
No, man. You just escalated things. There's no coming back from this.
You need to chill out. They're not gonna trace the van to us. In fact, I'm glad that our teacher offed himself. You can't claim you've been set up when you're dead.
What is wrong with you?
Come on, grab his legs.
What?
The only way we're not coming back from this is if we stand out here all day arguing. So come on! We need to get these two out of the way.
Gentleman. Yeah, you fucked them up good.
Where are the keys?
Okay.
Look for the keys.
Yeah. Keys. Keys. Shit. Oh, this is it. I got him.
Open the back hatch.
Oh, shit. This is insane, man. This is insane.
Hey! You can lose your mind later. Right now, we gotta pretend this never happened.
And while we're doing that, what about Lorna?
It's a good point. Before we go, I'll have a little chat with her.
Tom, please. I'm begging you. Don't make this worse.
Come on, baby bro. Now it's getting exciting.
Tom? Hey, Tom.
What, Lorna?
Those cops gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
I know I screwed up. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll be in the basement. I know, no mask. You can see my face. Question is,
you recognize me?
Yeah, you do, don't you? Hi, Jen. That's me. Tom Hopkins. You remember me from school? But you thought you left me behind forever, huh? Of all of us little people. Isn't that right?
What?
What's that? Jenna, don't worry. It's almost noon, and everything is cool. Nothing's changed. You're still gonna die.
2 hours before her scheduled execution, Jenna Wade sat bound and gagged in a windowless cubicle praying for someone to save her. Probably a good thing she had no access to the outside world, because if she knew what was actually going on, she'd tumble deeper into that cube of despair. Detectives Butler and Ortega had a possible suspect right up until his corpse was found dangling in the bathroom of a hamburger joint. Meanwhile, Jenna's mother was struggling to scrape together $25 million in ransom money, which is exactly as difficult as it sounds. It's not as if she'd find a spare million or two between the cushions of her couch. And the other lead detectives, Case and Horowitz, well, they've been taking off the playing field. Permanently. Thanks to the increasingly unhinged Tom Hopkins. Even his little brother Jerry was starting to think his fellow kidnapper was a few tall boys short of a six-pack. So yeah, the odds of Jenna Wade making out of this one alive were about as slim as a starlet on Ozempic. But that doesn't mean all hope is lost. Hope can take unusual forms, especially in a town like Montecito. Sometimes hope has a receding hairline, a members-only jacket, and teeth so white they almost glow. Sometimes fate throws you a bone.
Who are you texting with?
Bone.
That guy, what does he want?
He wants to pay his rent.
We don't have time for this nonsense.
Except
what?
Well, let's not get our hopes up, but he says he has something on the kidnapping. Something solid. And he'd like to be compensated for his efforts.
We've got less than 2 hours before the kidnapper's deadline. You really want to go waste time with our sleaziest CI?
Well, Bone's come through for us before.
Dude's a cheap hustler. He thinks it's 1983 and bored millionaire wives are still fawning all over him.
Cheap or not, he has connections all over town. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Any reason he won't tell you what he has to say over the phone?
Because we can't buy him lunch over the phone.
Of course he wants to meet at Harry's.
At least Bone has taste.
Yeah, excellent taste, so long as it's on someone else's dime.
Detectives! Where have you been all my life?
I see Bone's already ordered his liquid lunch.
Let's play nice until we see what he's got.
I hope you said hello to the turtles in the fountain outside. Because they're good luck. Those are good luck turtles.
Yeah, Bone. We said hello to the turtles. Look, I'll pick up your tab, but we're short on time.
Whoa, okay. You guys, let's dial it down a little bit. Can we look at the menu? Because they've got a blackened catfish that sounds incredible.
Okay, you realize what's at stake here, right?
Come on, Butler. We don't have time for this.
Okay, buzzkills. We'll just break bread some other time. But you can both relax because I'm about to solve your case for you.
Go on.
Okay, but for something this big, I'm going to need a little more than, like, lunch. I'm about to give you, like, the goods, you know?
Well, tell us what you got, and we'll tell you what it's worth.
That's not how the whole CI thing works.
You're our confidential informant. We tell you how it works.
Come on, my man. I have to make a living.
Then start talking.
Okay. You should be looking at two local guys. They're brothers. Tom and Jerry Hopkins.
Why these two?
Well, Tom's got a big mouth, for one thing. He's always down at Club Miramar, trying to make everybody believe that he's still loaded.
You sure you're not just jealous of the competition?
Hey, hate the game, Ortega, not the player.
Look, what is Tom's connection to Jenna Wade, Bone?
Connection? That's one way to put it. Tom claims he was banging her his sophomore year of high school, even though Jenna would have been a senior at the time. Like, that could have ever happened.
That's it. Drunken gossip.
No, honey. It's more than that.
Oh, excuse me? Honey?
It's fine, Ortega. What else, Bone?
Okay, like I said, Tom has a big mouth, okay? And he loves to shoot it off at the Miramar and that dive Doolin's. I mean, hell, he's even here at Harry's a bunch. I've heard him go on and on about Jenna Wade plenty of times. And not in a nice way. You know what I'm saying?
Spreading rumors about her?
Not exactly. It's more like Tom blames women for all of his problems. Like, especially his ex-wife. He says he went to prison because she blew all of his money on Harry Winston and Louboutins.
What's that got to do with Jenna Wade?
Jenna Wade has become Tom's personal boogeyman. He's obsessed with her. Says women like her are the problem with this world. That her family isn't as perfect as everyone thinks. And he's tired of her getting away with it.
Wait, did you hear him make an actual threat against her?
Well, No. And look, at the time, I thought he was just talking trash because she turned him down for sex. Guys do that all the time.
But not me, honey. You know I treat ladies with complete respect.
Oh, of course, honey.
But when I saw the news about Jenna Wade's kidnapping, my first thought was, I can't believe it. Tom actually did it. So I called you guys.
Why did you wait so long?
Who waited? I woke up a half hour ago, babe.
Naturally.
Thanks, Bone. Come on, Ortega. Let's go find this guy.
Whoa. Detectives, you just gonna turn your back on me after I've scratched it?
We're covering your lunch. If your tip is good, you may have saved a woman's life.
And you're all about respecting women, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Respect. Detectives, one more thing.
What's that?
Be careful. Tom also likes to brag about how many guns he owns.
Okay, I've got an address for Tom Hopkins. A condo down near the Coral Casino.
Yep. Sounds like Tom's style.
Wait. You know him?
I played high school football with Tom. He was a stuck-up shithead, always calling me Taco. All proud of himself, you know? Like he invented the joke.
Well, being a shithead doesn't make him a kidnapper.
Oh, there's more. He did a tour in Afghanistan. When he came back, he pretended to be an investment counselor. He ended up losing a lot of his clients' money.
Was it fraud?
State of California thought so. Tom served an 18-month stretch at Victorville.
So money would definitely be a motive.
More than you know. I heard that whatever little money Tom had left, his ex-wife took it all in the divorce.
Okay. How do you know all of this?
Our old football team has a Facebook group. Tom's not on it, but those guys trade gossip like they're a knitting circle.
So what do you think? Could this be our guy?
All I know for sure is Tom Hopkins is the worst kind of loser.
What kind is that?
The kind who thinks he's a winner. We're looking for Tom Hopkins.
Whew, wow. Did I pick the wrong time to do a bong rip?
I'm Detective Butler. This is Detective Ortega. Who are you?
I'm Tori. One R, one I.
May we come in, Tori?
Only if you two want to take a hit with me. Because then it would be incredibly unethical of you to arrest me, right?
You know that stuff's legal now, right?
Of course I know. I almost have a BA in criminology from UC Santa Barbara. I was just testing you.
Look, we're not here for any of that.
In that case, mi casa su casa. Of course, it's not exactly mi casa. I'm just crashing you.
So where's Tom?
Okay, here's the part where I tell you the truth and say, I have no idea what Tom does with his days. Then comes the part where you don't believe me. We go back and forth for a while. It's awkward for everybody, and I'm just counting down the minutes until you leave so I can get high in peace.
Come on. You've got to have some idea. Where does he work?
And we're doing this anyway. Look, he doesn't have a traditional job. Okay? Maybe he's at the beach. Maybe he's playing poker. But I'm telling you straight, I truly have no idea. That's not what we're about.
Well, what are you two about?
I hit the beach super early for those sweet Dawn Patrol waves. And by the time I'm back here, Tom's already gone. So we meet up later. Or we don't. I mean, that's what we're about. Having fun. No expectations. And Tom. Huge fun. If you know what I mean.
Sure. Is that the only time you see Tom? In bed?
Don't be silly, detective. Every evening, I greet him at the door with a martini and his favorite slippers, and I ask about his day, just like a good little girl.
How about his brother, Jerry? You know where we can find him?
He has a brother?
Cut the shit. Clearly, you've been shacking up with Tom for quite some time. You mean to tell us you never met any of his friends, his co-workers, his parole officer?
Tom's an ex-soldier. So was my dad. I learned from an early age not to poke the bear.
Hold on. Does Tom have a temper? He ever hit you?
You know what? I think I'm done talking to you.
He ever mentioned Jenna Wade to you?
And here is my polite yet firm request for you both to leave.
Tom's talked about her, hasn't he?
I don't care who he talks about. I'm not the jealous type.
Jenna Wade has 90 minutes left to live. And if Tom had anything to do with that...
Please leave. Now.
Guess what, Tori? You're under arrest.
Hey, let go of me. You can't do that.
Oh, I think we just did.
Maybe if you'd finished earning your BA in criminology, you'd know that.
Tom,
man.
What?
You do remember we have two dead cops in the back of an SUV parked outside, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware, Jerry.
Every second they're sitting out there is another second we're closer to the gas chamber, man.
No, man. In California, it's lethal injection.
Are you being serious right now? Are you being serious?
Dude, I just saved our asses. Okay? Don't you see that? For all your plotting and second-guessing, the cops still came knocking and way ahead of schedule.
You didn't have to kill them. You didn't.
We were seconds away from this whole thing imploding.
There had to have been another way.
If I let those cops reach their car, they'd be on the radio, and that's game over. Am I the only one here with a brain in his head?
You arrogant piece of shit!
The hell is wrong with you?
Let go!
Not until you calm down. I am tired of being the only adult in the room.
Let go of me!
Are you ready to calm down?
Yeah. Okay? I'm calm. See? I'm calm.
Here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna drive the cop's SUV, and I'm gonna follow you in your car.
Why am I driving the corpse car?
Because I'm gonna be watching everything from a safe distance behind you. I flash my high beams at you, you know we're in trouble.
And what if we have trouble?
I'll handle it.
Handle it? Handle it how?
We're going up to Rattlesnake Canyon Park. Find a place off the trail. It doesn't have to be totally secluded. Just some place that nobody will notice for the next couple of hours. And then I'll pick you up, and we can come back and collect our money.
Anyone looking at me through the windows will know I'm not a cop.
Yeah. Tell me about it. You're covered in fucking blood. Take a jacket off of one of them. You'll pass.
I'm not wearing a dead man's clothes.
How about you stop telling me what you won't do? Come on. Jerry, we are so close. There is nobody else in the world I would trust with something like this.
Okay. But we better get moving.
Go on up. I'll be there in a second. Make sure you... Hey, grab one of their guns. Keep it handy. Just in case.
Jenna Wade was abducted from her children's school just 5 hours ago. But so far, the sheriff's department has kept quiet about any possible communication with the kidnappers.
Hello?
Hello, Julia. Did I catch you at a bad time?
You'll have your money soon, but I need to speak to my daughter.
I have a feeling you'd say that, so I took the liberty of asking her
if she had a message for you, and she did.
What did she say?
Tick-tock, Mommy.
You son of a bitch.
She thinks you're letting her down.
Stop it.
You've always let her down, haven't you? All of those days away while you were chasing that Pulitzer. Too busy to keep your first husband or pay much attention to your little girl. And here you are, failing her again.
Why are you doing this? This can't be just about the money.
Everything is about the money.
No, this is clearly personal. Do we know each other? Did I write something about you? Maybe we can meet and talk about it.
You narcissists are all alike. I don't know you.
And I don't care about you.
That's not true. You know quite a bit about me. And I'm ashamed to say you're right.
Boo-hoo, Mommy. You can pat your tears dry with $1,000 bills.
We're both smart people. We can figure this out together and both get what we want.
Listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
If I don't have my money in 90 minutes, your daughter will die. She won't even be the first person I've killed today.
Now you listen to me. I'm moving heaven and earth to make that happen, but I am begging you as a mother, do not do anything until you hear from me, and I will be calling. Hello? Hello? Oh, God. No.
WTF, you seriously can't do this. I want to call my lawyer.
Sure, no problem. What's his number? I'll dial him on my cell.
Okay, fine. I don't have a lawyer, but I want one, and you have to give me one.
I know that much.
Or you save yourself a lot of trouble by telling us where to look for Tom.
Like I said, I have no idea where he goes when he's not at home in bed. He could be Batman, for all I know.
Batman works nights.
Keep trying his parole officer. Nothing.
How about his ex? Maybe she knows something.
The ex is in Cleveland.
I thought you didn't know much about Tom.
Well, I know his ex-wife is horrible and hates Tom.
Look, our guy mentioned two places. Club Miramar and that dive, Doolin's. We're close to the Miramar, so let's see if Case and Horowitz want to try the other place.
Good idea.
Doolin's? It's gross.
Yep. You be sure to put that in your Yelp review, all right?
Dispatch, this is Detective Butler. I'm trying to reach Detectives Case and Horowitz. Can you check on their location?
10-4, Detective Butler. I'll check on their status and get back to you.
Just what is it with those two? Think they're onto something keeping us out of the loop?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Trouble in paradise, detectives?
Detective Butler, this is dispatch. Case and Horowitz are not responding. I'm sending a unit to their location to check on them.
10-4, dispatch. Thank you.
No, this isn't conspicuous at all. Me behind the wheel of a friggin' sheriff's department SUV when I'm clearly not a friggin' sheriff's deputy. And now the entire department is going to be out looking for me? Why the hell am I driving this car anyway? Tom gets to be in the safe car? My car? And I'm the idiot with my ass in the wind? Dad. Dad. I know you're probably not bothering to listen in on what's going on down here, but I don't want to talk to myself like a crazy person, so I'm drafting you. What is going on with Tom? I mean, was he always like this? Was it Afghanistan? He's hell bent on killing Jenna, and she doesn't deserve it, not one bit. She's kind of amazing, actually. I've always thought so, even back in school. This was supposed to be about money, not whatever the hell is going on in Tom's head. Maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe I can save her. I can maybe salvage something from this mess. If I can send Tom off for the money, maybe I can even just... Wait, why is he calling me? What is it, man? I thought you were supposed to flash your high beams if there was trouble.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to anybody.
I can see your stupid mouth in the rearview, man. Your lips are moving, so I'm going to ask you one more time. Who were you talking to?
To myself, man. I was talking to myself.
I was watching you. Nobody talks to themselves that long unless they're crazy. Are you crazy, Jerry?
Fine. I was talking to Dad, okay? I was asking him to watch over us.
We didn't need his help when he was alive. We sure as shit don't need it now he's dead. Pay attention now. Turn's coming up.
Okay, Tom.
This will all be over soon.
Okay, Tom. Okay.
Barry, if you're going to make this happen, it needs to happen now.
Yes, Juliet, listen to me. What you're asking is damn near impossible. The kidnappers have to know this, otherwise they'd agree to more time.
I've been trying to negotiate with these bastards all day. They won't budge.
You know, I've been thinking, maybe it's not about the money.
Everybody loves to say that. And you know what? It doesn't matter what it's about. They want money or they're going to murder my child!
Okay.
Where are we at, Barry? I want exact figures.
I'm reasonably sure I can pull together $17 million by 3 p.m. And I'm working with a diamond wholesaler who might be good for three or four more.
That's not enough.
Maybe you can press them for just a little more time?
You can feel it, can't you? The endless chain of desperation and anxiety. Butler and Ortega are pressuring Tori to find her boyfriend, Tom. Tom is pressuring poor Juliet for the ransom to save her daughter's life. and Juliet has no choice but to apply an unholy amount of pressure on Barry the money manager, who has no one to pressure except some diamond wholesaler who is suddenly expected to pull a small hoard of precious stones out of nowhere. And you know what happens when pressure builds and has nowhere to go? Nothing good.
Tom, there's just an hour to go.
Bro, hard part is done. Cops are tucked away. Pretty soon Juliet Ellis will hand deliver our fortune.
And what if she doesn't?
Jerry, we talked about this.
We talked about a lot of things, and I've been thinking.
Oh, you've been thinking about what?
You said Jenna's jewelry was worth $3.5 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we find a fence, trade her stones for cash, then get the hell out of town. Out of the country. Mexico, Guatemala. I don't care. We just start driving tonight.
That is not so easy.
Why not? Why?
You know how much we'd actually pocket for all that fancy jewelry? Huh? And that's if we found someone willing to touch a dead woman's jewelry?
She's not dead, Tom. Stop saying that. We don't have to kill her.
We wouldn't get anything. We'd get like 10% of actual value. That's best case scenario.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what doesn't make fucking sense? The idea that you can find some shady broker to take stolen jewels at the drop of a hat. That is nonsense, okay? I was a financial advisor.
Yeah, you keep reminding me. So why did you insist on asking for part of the ransom in diamonds?
Because I was thinking ahead, you moron. The cash is for now. The diamonds are for later. When the heat dies down, I can find a reputable broker. So take a deep breath and untwist your panties. Didn't come all this way for pennies on the dollar. What are you doing? Huh? You seem distracted.
Yeah, can't imagine why.
You had a change of heart? Hmm? You had a change of heart about our girl in there? Tell you what, let's tick one more thing off the to-do list.
Tom! No. No.
See? I knew it. You're still trying to save her, aren't you? You and I agreed, man. If we're gonna get away with this, that bitch has to die.
Nobody else has to die, Tom. Nobody else.
Oh! Look at the big hero. You're thinking you're gonna save her life? And then she's gonna be grateful? And what, she'll screw you? Is that it, Jerry? Have you been harboring a little crush on her since high school? Fine. You want to have your way with her before I put a bullet in her brain? Go ahead,
yeah,
bro.
I finally get it. Jesus, why didn't I see it before?
Wait a second. Is that what you were doing on the phone? You were discussing a little side deal with Juliet?
Oh, huh? My God. I figured it out. You're insane.
Hey, put that away. What are you doing?
You are insane, and you need to be
put that
down
away.
Like a dog.
Put it away. You shot me in the fucking arm?
I'm the one in charge now, okay? We're gonna wrap up your arm, we're gonna grab those jewels, and we're driving down to Mexico. End of story.
Oh, you grew some balls now? You're in charge? Guess what? You're not the only one with a gun. And I'm not gonna graze you.
Tom, no, don't!
Say hi to Dad for me.
Tom, why? This is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Carrying your ass all these years.
You.
What? What, Jerry? What? You got some other dumb thing you want to say?
You won't have to worry about my ass anymore. Didn't miss that time, did I, you arrogant prick?
I'm coming for you, Jenna. I'm coming for you. You're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
For Jerry Hopkins, things would not turn out okay. As for Jenna Wade, bound, gagged, and trapped inside an inescapable container, well, not all stories have a happy ending. Less than 1 hour to go, which is virtually no time at all. You can doom scroll social media for an hour and think only a few minutes have passed. But strangely, in this case, time has ceased to matter. The clock has stopped for two of the detectives whose bodies ended up in the back of their own vehicle and dumped deep into the Santa Barbara woods. The clock has also stopped for the kidnappers who killed each other in a fit of, I don't know, sibling rivalry, creative criminal differences, either way, good riddance to them both. But the problem is, they're the only ones who know where Jenna Wade is being held. And as the final minutes of her life tick away, she's bound and gagged in a soundproof room where no one can hear her desperate cries for help. The two remaining detectives, Butler and Ortega, are following up on a lead that feels, well, let's be generous and call it hopeless. But they have to try anyway. Right?
Come on, Tori. Let's move.
You can't drag me around like this.
Of course we can. You're under arrest.
Without my consent.
Do you even know how arrests work?
What I mean is, you're not allowed to take me all over town to hunt for my boyfriend. You're supposed to book me, and then I have to be arraigned within 2 court days. But since you two are playing, I don't know, fast and loose, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna walk.
Yeah, well, these are special circumstances.
Miramar Club. I drove by this place a million times. Always wondered what it looked like on the inside.
Pretty swank for a guy like Tom who's barely hanging on money-wise.
Oh, my baby's doing fine. He's a financial consultant.
Tom told you about his stint in prison, right?
Many geniuses are persecuted for being ahead of the curve.
Oh, sure. That's what Tom is? A genius?
He is when it comes to money.
Enough. You see Tom around the bar?
I didn't say he'd be here.
Just look, Tori.
I'm looking. He's not here. Can I go now?
Excuse me, bartender? Santa Barbara Sheriffs. We're looking for Tom Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen Tom around in a while.
Well, you know where else he hangs out?
No clue. I only know him from here. Hey, is this about the kidnapping?
Wait, why do you ask?
Oh, well, everyone's been talking about it all day. Dan Wade's kind of a regular. It's awful shame what happened.
You ever see Daniel Wade and Tom Hopkins together? Are they buddies?
No, not that I know of. I mean, it's possible, but they travel in different social circles, if you know what I mean. Mostly Dan's in here with Jenna for dinner and a swim.
Are you talking about Dan Wade? That's who you should be going after.
Yeah, why is that?
The guy's, like, crazy in debt.
Says who?
Tom. He knew Dan Wade back in school and thought he was an asshole. Everybody loved the Wades. Dan and Jenna were the perfect family, blah, blah, blah. But Tom said nobody knew the real story. How Dan would hit up Tom for loans now and again. How he was losing money. Like, hella money on basketball and football bets.
Tom ever loaned Dan money?
Doubt it. I've never known Tom to make a bad investment.
Yeah, and who's your source on that? Tom?
Let's go, Ortega.
Cool. Where are we headed next?
Tori, you are officially released on your own recognizance.
What? Guys, come on.
You've got part of a criminology degree, right? I'm sure we don't have to spell it out for you.
But how am I supposed to get back home?
Well, didn't you just say you were pretty sure you were going to walk?
What?
We going where I think we're going?
We have to press Daniel Wade on this. I don't see any other choice.
Could just be sour grapes from Tom. Bitter people love to talk smack about successful families.
Well, successful families also have a tendency to hide some really dark shit, like heavy gambling debts.
There's about 45 minutes until the kidnapper's deadline. The way I see it, we can either squeeze Daniel Wade or we can hit Doolin's for Tom Hopkins.
No, we go to Wade's house. Case and Horowitz can check out Doolin's.
If we can reach him.
Yeah, I'm texting them right now.
We need to speak with Daniel.
And who are you?
Ashley, we met just a couple hours ago.
Where's Daniel? This is urgent.
Hold on.
Daniel! The police are here!
Excuse us.
Please tell me you have good news.
We need to speak with you. Ideally in private.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Well, relax. Don't get ahead of yourself. There's no news. We just want to clarify something.
Okay. Okay. We can go into my study.
Wow, this is quite the man cave.
I see you're a big Lakers and Rams fan, huh?
Yeah, I like to joke that Jenna and I are in an interfaith marriage. I worship sports, and she prays at the altar of reality TV.
Holy hell! Is that a jersey signed by Kobe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a gift from Jenna's mom. She knew a guy who knew a guy.
You ever bet on the Lakers? You know, in the office or among your friends?
I don't understand. Do the Lakers have something to do with Jenna?
Look, we don't have much time, so I need to be blunt. Are you a gambler, Mr. Wade?
Who told you that?
Doesn't matter. Is it true?
No! Detective, I don't even play scratch-off lottery cards.
So why would someone tell us you have a gambling problem?
I have no idea. Maybe someone's trying to set me up or trying to distract you. Seriously, who told you this?
Huge gambling debts would certainly be a motive.
To kidnap my own wife? When I could just ask her for the money?
Hey, look, man. Talking to you straight here. Maybe you made some bad choices, okay? But it's not too late to make this right.
I swear to you, on the lives of my children, I don't gamble. I'm too much of a neurotic about money to risk a single dime on a stupid sports game. My family deserves better than that.
And we can help you and your family if you tell us the truth.
Please believe me, detectives, even if I was in some kind of debt, I have a supportive wife and a truly amazing mother-in-law who would help me. I'm blessed with everything I need. Look, I know you're just doing your jobs, but whoever this source is, they are straight up lying to you.
Yeah, well, we had to ask, Daniel.
No, I get it,
Have you heard from Juliet?
Yeah, she says she's very close to gathering the ransom. If anyone can move heaven and earth, it's my mother-in-law.
So what do you think?
I think we're monumentally screwed and almost out of time, but...
But?
That Kobe jersey, the whole man cave. They're casual sports fans, and then there are guys like Daniel Wade.
Okay, I'm not a sports fan, so you're going to have to explain it to me.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. You know any teetotalers who keep a fully stocked bar cart in their home?
Interesting point. But that's pretty far from proof that Daniel has a gambling problem.
I know a guy, a bookie. But before you ask, no, he's not mine. But he knows pretty much every sports book in town. If Daniel has any action out there, he'll know.
Where is he?
Head to Stern's Wharf. He's usually hanging out in one of those seafood places by the pier.
This feels like the longest of shots.
Jeez, is that why you're going 70 miles an hour in this side street?
Well, I'm speeding because we're monumentally screwed and damn near out of time.
Ortega, there you are. I've been wondering when you'd call.
So why didn't you call me first, Toby? You know what we're up against here.
He who keeps his own counsel keeps his affairs in his own hands.
That's poetic. But tell me about Daniel Wade. What's he got out there?
See, this is usually the moment when I hold out for a favor, but I know you two are, how did you put it? Up against it. So I'll just tell you. That guy is in deep, deep, deep.
How deep?
Deep enough so that a couple of associates from Las Vegas show up on your doorstep demanding payment.
You know this for a fact.
Consider it gospel. I make it my business to know about these things.
Then you must have heard about the Jenna Wade kidnapping. Why didn't you call?
I'm sorry. You are...
About to bust your ass?
Hey, Butler, easy. Toby's cool.
No, I get it. I'd be asking the same thing. But that's a hell of a leap from being deep in the hole to kidnapping your own wife.
Yeah, you don't want it getting around that you're a snitch. Bad for business.
Ooh, she's good, Ortega. I'd keep her around.
But what about Tom Hopkins? What does he have out there?
Please, nobody wants anything to do with that chicken-chested hustler.
So Hopkins doesn't owe money around town?
Nobody I know would take a nickel bet from Tom Hopkins. If anyone was desperate enough to risk a kidnapping beef, it'd be that guy.
Wait, why do you say that?
If he's not betting, he's not making money. The guy's flat broke from what I hear.
Thanks, Toby. I owe you one.
Yeah. In fact, you literally do.
Okay, so Daniel Wade just lied his ass off, yet Tom Hopkins still sounds like our guy.
What do you want to do, Butler?
Divide and conquer. We go back, and we jump on Daniel Wade's head, and maybe Kaysen Horowitz can pin down Tom Hopkins at that dive, Doolins.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm calling Kaysen Horowitz now. You know, by the way, you know, you didn't have to lie. You could have told me Toby was your bookie.
Didn't seem pertinent.
Maybe you're deep in the hole.
Yeah, you caught me.
Damn, Kaysen Horowitz is still not picking up.
Where the hell are those knuckleheads?
I was trying to stay off the radio, but... Dispatch, this is Detective Butler.
Did that unit ever track down Kesa Horowitz? They're still not responding.
10-4, Detective Butler. The sheriff would like you to contact her directly.
What? Why?
Sheriff's direct orders.
10-4, dispatch. Will do.
What the hell is that about?
I don't know.
Over this way, Sheriff.
Deputy, did you make a positive ID? It's absolutely them.
Yeah. It's Kesa Horowitz.
What the hell happened?
We found both bodies in the back of the vehicle. I didn't see any signs of a struggle or blood spatter, so I'm guessing they were shot elsewhere and the perp drove them out here.
We're really off the main road. Who called this in?
A pair of hikers. It was a fluke that they found them so quickly. The bodies are here, in the back.
God damn it. Listen up.
Right, come on, bring it in.
What do you got, Chief?
I want their transponder tracked and then send units to all previous locations. And I want to talk to those hikers.
Sheriff.
What?
Transponder's been ripped out. Whoever the perp was, they knew what they were doing.
Then scour the traffic cams and find out where they've been. Move, people, move! And push those TV news crews all the way down the hill.
And while the sheriff's department isn't saying if this gruesome discovery is connected to the Jenna Wade kidnapping in nearby Montecito, sources are telling me that the same two detectives were the ones who located the kidnapper's van down by the shoreline earlier today.
Yeah, so I was out hiking with my boyfriend through Snake River Canyon when we saw a sheriff's department car, like, just sitting there in the middle of nowhere.
It was creepy AF.
The car doors were open, and my boyfriend joked.
I said something dumb like, oh man, I bet the popo is taking a leak.
And then we saw actual leaks.
Like all that blood?
Just dripping out of the back.
Totally horrifying.
This afternoon on CNN, a brazen daylight kidnapping, a double murder of two sheriff's detectives. Are they possibly related?
Daniel Wade, this is the sheriff's department.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Where's Daniel?
He's not here.
Where did he go?
The sheriff's department, he said, for something important.
Where are the kids? Did he take the kids?
They're with us. Duh. Why would he bring his children to the police station? He said he'd be right back.
Oh, damn it.
Where's the master control for Wade's home surveillance cameras? I want to see outside for the past 20 minutes.
I think it goes to Daniel's laptop.
Oh, yeah, but he took his laptop with him.
God damn, of course he did.
Let's go, Ortega.
Okay, no. What is going on? Why are you two acting so crazy?
Don't let those kids out of your sight. We're going to send a unit to sit out front just in case.
Just in case of what?
Here's my card. If Daniel comes back home, call us immediately. Jenna's life could depend on it.
We gotta find this son of a bitch.
You remember what kind of car Daniel had in the driveway?
Aston Martin convertible, just like friggin' James Bond.
Good. That'll be easy to spot. I'll get an APB out on it.
Air support, too.
Calling it in now. This is Alvarez.
Luna, it's me. I have the money. Or at least all of the cash. Don't ask me how.
That's good. Real good.
I'm going to need another hour to gather the diamonds. But I think my contacts will be able to... Luna, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm just dealing with something else.
Oh, and please don't tell me your attention is divided. Not now.
I promise you, bringing Jenna home is the department's number one priority.
Okay, so how do I reach these sons of bitches who have my daughter?
I'm guessing they're going to tell you the next steps as close to the deadline as possible. They've been playing by a strict schedule this whole time.
Well, they should have reached out by now.
When was the last time you heard from them?
About a half hour ago. They called to torture me.
What did they say?
The most vile things.
Try to remember word for word. Did they give you any clues at all?
The kidnapper sounded unhinged. I don't know if that was meant to frighten me into complying or if he was actually losing his mind.
You were a reporter, Juliet. I need specifics.
One of them said that if he didn't have the money by the deadline, Jenna was going to die. And then he said something like, she won't even be the first person I've killed today.
He said that? That he murdered someone else?
Why? Does that mean something to you?
Doesn't matter. Focus on getting the rest of the money together.
But what if they don't call?
No matter how crazy they sound, they're not going to do anything without their payday. Remember that.
I've got to reach out to the kidnappers somehow.
Just get the money. We'll handle the rest.
No offense, Luna, but I've been letting you handle the rest all day, and my daughter has about a half hour to live.
Juliet, listen to me.
Damn it!